This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. On the heels of the NYPD making some changes to the requirements for entering the police academy, including lowering the college credit requirement, we are hearing from the union representing New York City cops. Let's get the story live from our Glenn Shuck.
And Susan, it was about 6 weeks ago that I checked in with the PBA, you'll recall, about what they were calling an ongoing staffing crisis, and they were really concerned. And now they're telling me another 109 officers have resigned in that last 6 weeks, many in the prime of their careers. In fact, 24 left one day last week. Union President Pat Hendry and what the shrinking manpower they feel is creating.
Police officers, you know, could be in one command in one day, and then they're shipped to another command on another day. There's no stability right now, so police officers feel like they're going to take that opportunity to leave when they can because they don't feel that that they have a quality life for their family.
So again, what's the answer? Hendry and the PBA are calling again on lawmakers in Albany and at City Hall to try to get the NYPD officers a more competitive salary and benefits in comparison to law enforcement in the suburbs. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
The message to folks thinking of becoming an EMS worker at the New York City Fire Department, don't come to New York. That's from Oren Barzilay, the head of the union representing those first responders, who tells 1010 Winds that's because the job pays way too little and expects way too much.
We don't have enough manpower. We don't have enough resources. And most importantly, they don't want to pay us fair wages in commensurate with other agencies.
He says it takes an EMS worker 5 years to make what an FDNY firefighter makes in two, and he's calling on the city to correct that. 1010 Winds has reached out to City Hall for a response, but is yet to hear back. Still no arrest in the case of a man who was set on fire in Times Square Sunday. Police say the victim and the attacker knew each other and had some kind of argument outside the Nebula nightclub. A friend told the Daily News the victim is party promoter Mark White, who is in critical but stable condition with third-degree burns. Police have not yet said what substance he was doused with. Another airline incident, this time here in New York at LaGuardia, where the wing of a Delta plane struck the runway on landing, and then the plane lifted back into the air.
The Delta regional flight arrived from Jacksonville, Florida, just after 10 Sunday night. 80 passengers and crew on board. Conditions were suboptimal, but not extreme. Winds gusting to 35 miles per hour with some mist in the air. The plane then circling for another landing attempt. In a statement, Delta says the crew executed a go-around, then landed safely and proceeded to its arrival gate.
That's Trevor Ault. It was air traffic control that alerted the pilots to the sparks, which the pilots said they had not detected. In its statement, Delta apologized to customers for the experience. As of yesterday afternoon, the plane was still on the ground at LaGuardia. The FAA says it will investigate. Mayor Adams not ruling out running for mayor as an independent. He also had this message for reporters who keep asking.
This is a long ride. This is going to change so much. during the next couple of months. You're going to be shocked how much this is going to change. And so I'm just not going to keep answering, are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? No, just sit back and enjoy the ride.
Well, the mayor has been lagging behind Andrew Cuomo in the polls. In addition, the head of the Brooklyn Democratic Party, a longtime Adams supporter, has endorsed the former governor. New York City has agreed now to pay $140 million in back pay to nearly 20,000 taxi drivers whose TLC licenses were suspended if they got arrested. The agreement settles a long-running federal lawsuit that began in 2006 when one driver sued the TLC, and then thousands of others who had their licenses revoked joined the suit. Ravi Desai, the executive director of the New York Taxi Workers Alliance, tells 1010 Winds, the TLC has a right to suspend drivers, but many were not only unnecessary, the drivers were not allowed to fight the suspension.
Something like 90% of the cases, the driver's charges were brought down to a violation, yet there was not one driver between 2003 and 2020 who ever had their suspension lifted.
Drivers who were suspended for fewer than 26 days will be eligible for $700 from the city. Those suspended for more than 390 days are eligible for up to $36,000 in back pay.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.